Rishus Marenu v'Rabbeinu Reb Weinberger Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Klenimish Kamen Ben Reb Elimelech Sota Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph Hamakana Le'ishto. Person does kinoy. The first step of making a woman into a sota is kinoy. I don't know the exact translation. Maybe is warn. If he warns his wife, we're going to see later what that means is that he says in front of witnesses, Al tistari mishploni. If he tells her, don't be alone with a person, Rabbi Eliezer Amir Mekanela Al Pishnaim. This has to be done when he says this to her. It has to be done in front of two witnesses. And like the Rav says, if he did not have two witnesses, even if she does go into seclusion with this person that he warned against, she doesn't even become usher to him, and she does not shrink from the Me'amarim. So the kinoy has to be done al pi shnayim, umashke al pi eid echad o al pi atzmo. But when it comes to the people witnessing that she was miyached with him, which is the second part that you need first the warning that has to be done in front of two. And then the second thing that has to happen is that she actually has to go and have yichud with this person. So she went and had yichud. We don't know if she did anything, but all we need is one witness to see this, or even the husband himself. If he sees this, that's enough to make her into a sota, and she's now usher to her husband until she drinks from the me'amarim. And the Rav's lashon is because the stirasa osarta alav misafik. The stir is assering her to her husband because of a safik. And even though the Mishnah started out hamikan, it sounds like b'di'evit he should do this, only b'di'evit, but l'chatchil you shouldn't. The Rav brings, which is Rabbi Kiva's shita, that even l'chatchil, if a person is suspecting his wife of doing this, he should be mekana her, and he should go through these steps. Just in case she is doing something wrong, they shouldn't be living be'isser. Rabbi Yeshua Omer mekana la al pishnaim umashka al pishnaim. Rabbi Yeshua, however, says, and the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that he has to be mekana her in front of two people, just like Rabbi Eliezer, but even the stira has to be witnessed by two people for her to drink from the me'amarim. And the Rav brings down that even though the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, Gemara says that Bizman is a person should never tell his wife not to have yichud with a specific person, even if it's just amongst them without witnesses, because there is a shita of Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda that holds that she would be usher Bizman Azeh because there's no me'amarim, even without any witnesses. That's that shita.